in studio at Rosie on the House. We have Miss Charlene Sargent of Helping Hands. And I'd like to reiterate, folks, we're bringing Charlene in. Charlene operates Helping Hands. It's a free service helping you and your family place family members in senior care facilities. That's a highly specialized niche. And Charlene, I can't even imagine the nightmares this past year forced onto your industry.
It was a crazy year.
Gosh, the rules were changing
constantly
on y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and trying to find a place where you could enter safely was hard. And
You couldn't get a tour of any place.
And, you know, it's kind of like and probably in construction, people pop up when they see opportunities. But Charlene is not one of those people. She has been doing this a very long time. Charlene, just tell us what sets you apart in your service in this area.
I've been helping families for over 20 years. I'm a registered nurse, and the senior placement agencies are not regulated, and so anybody can start one up. They have no experience, no background in helping people. And I started as a hospice nurse helping people. This was part of my job. I was a hospice nurse for 10 years, which I loved, and it kind of led me into starting Helping Hands.
But there is a licensing, right? You only use ones, group homes and all that are licensed, correct?
Yes. The group homes and the assisted living facilities, they are all licensed through the Arizona Department of Health Services, and they're the group homes, the assisted living homes, are licensed for the highest level of care. So all of us here at Helping Hands, we do the work for you. We do the background checks. We are constantly checking the surveys at the Arizona Department of Health Services, and we make sure that they are in good standing. We make sure they have good surveys, and we will only show you places that are licensed.
Can you just kind of briefly give the scope of care? So you're at home, and then you might have to graduate. Your family members can no longer care for you. So then what comes next?
Yes. So you're at home. If they are not able to care for you, then you can have in-home caregivers come in. And that's quite expensive. And if you can afford it, it's great. Keep them at home. If you're not, and if they can go into independent senior living, then we can show you that. Or assisted living facilities where they receive extra care. And then there are memory care if somebody is needing that. And then there are assisted living homes, group homes. And those are a lot more affordable than some of the larger facilities.
Now, Ms. Charlene, we've got people reaching into us by text saying, please give us Charlene's contact information. So how would they get in touch with you? And I think the other thing we need to talk about is we're broadcasting across the entire state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. What area do you generally service? So your contact information?
Yes, my contact information, you can reach us at 602-620-2342 or visit our website at helpinghandsaz.com and contact us that way. And as far as the area, we cover the entire state except for Tucson. We do have somebody that we refer to in Tucson that I worked with for a long time, and he refers out to me. And, we go all down as far as Casa Grande and then the rest of the state.
Okay. So I think we kind of covered the real basics. You got a little 101 in senior care. So let's talk about, you had a story you wanted to share to kind of paint the picture of what this experience might be like.
Yes. As far as working with the gentleman. So I feel like in life we are supposed to help other people. And every once in a while, somebody comes around and they really touch your heart. And back in June of 2019, I received a call from a social worker at a skilled nursing facility. And she said, we have this gentleman in here. He will not talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. He will not, let us help him, and we need to discharge him. Can you come in and help him? So I did. I went in. He was in bed. Tall gentleman, thin, graying hair, longer hair, you know, a beard. And I sat down next to him. I pulled up a chair and started talking. He was ignoring me, had his eyes closed. And so I just kept talking and I was asking him questions. He wasn't saying anything. And he had fallen the month before and he hit his head. He had a brain bleed and that cleared up. His mind was pretty clear, but his body had declined. He wasn't able to walk. And he had been living with a younger man, 60s, in the 60s, a veteran, and for the last 8 years, paying him about $400 a month. And he wasn't able to go back there. And so finally he started talking to me. And he just opened up and we just really connected. And I found out that he only made $1,000 a month. It wasn't enough to get him, you know, any type of care. So we talked about, you know, what we could do and some of the different services. And I was able to find a smaller assisted living home that would work with him and us on the finances. We got him in there. I worked to get him on Medicaid. And once that got through, I also was working with somebody with a VA specialist to help with the VA benefit. We got that started and came through in December. And I was able to get the group home caught up. I was able to get something that he wanted. He really wanted to be buried at the VA cemetery. I got all of those funeral plans set up for him and prepaid. And then in January, he got a bad infection. And this was January of 2020. And he went to the hospital. He became septic. They started IV antibiotics. They placed a PICC line. He went to a rehab. He would not keep the PICC line in. And so finally I went in and spoke to him with the doctor. And the doctor said, you know, you have to have this in or you're going to die. And he said, I don't care. I don't want it in. And so they started him on PO antibiotics by mouth. And we put him, had him go back to the group home. He did okay for about a month. And then everything kind of set in. So this was in March of 2020. And he ended up going onto hospice. But before that, he looked at me and he said, I am so glad that you came into my life. And I just told him, I'm so glad that I, you know, that you came into my life. He just really touched my heart. He was the grumpiest 90-year-old man. And he continued to be grumpy. But, you know, he always just wanted me there whenever you know, anybody was coming in, and we connected. He was just an amazing man.
You know, you just assume that everybody has family, and there's so many people out there who really don't. And to navigate these kind of things, it's monumental. And especially when they're elderly, they're not in tune with the current ways of communicating. It's really so hard on so many levels. Charlene, you're a very caring person. That's really a great story. And she does more than just it's not just a placement agency. Charlene's there to you know, walk you through all the processes.
And Carol, you're posting all Charlene's contact information because the requests keep coming in. What's Charlene's phone number? Give it again.
It's 602-620-2342.
A free service in helping family members place family members in care facilities.
Yes.
And so much more.
Yes, so much more. We will, just because I have been our in-case manager in the past, so I can help with try to get everything in place as far as home health, physical therapy, all of that.
Fantastic. Ms. Charlene, it's a pleasure to be able to share your story and your service with our Arizona families. Thanks for taking the time to come in.
Thank you for having me here.
And the number one more time, please.
602-620-2342.
And the website.
And the website too, Charlene?
It's helpinghandsaz.com.
I will tell you that AZ is important to find you.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
If you have family in Florida looking for a real estate deal, we may just have one for you here.
Changing course.
In the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
This home has been listed as literally the worst house on the block. Have you ever watched HGTV and thought, I could do that? If so, pack your tape measure and start Googling how to identify a load-bearing wall. The roof leaks, the floor creaks, there's a terrible draft, large sun window in the kitchen, and absolutely nothing else, making it a dream space for anyone interested in a bright reading space and ordering takeout for every meal. Heard of detached garages? How about a detached foundation? If you need to, a place to stage your next post-apocalyptic zombie movie, this is it. Or if you're not interested in crying yourself to sleep while you rehab this home, might we suggest tearing it down and building a brand new one? The neighbors would thank you. Listed for under $70,000.
Man, sounds like my old apartment.
A real listing there. Hey,
opportunities are everywhere. That might be kind of fun.
There you go.
Be a little pet project.
At rosieonthehouse.com, you can log in. We actually run a small little e-commerce store of products that are generally made in America that started kind of by accident. We kept getting sent things. Test this. You're going to love that. Here, you know, people wanted us to put it to the field test, and we ended up with like a whole shed of junk. But we were at it long
and
enough.
And a half shed of good stuff.
But we were at it long enough. We ended up with some things we really, really liked. And we thought, these are hard products to find, generally all made in America. Why don't we create a way we can help these people distribute their product? And the featured product of this month is Thorn Armor Gloves. And we got testimony after testimony after testimony in this past week about people that have purchased this particular glove for tackling cholla relocation. Jennifer uses it for our prickly pear fruit harvesting every year. Thorn Armor Gloves. What do you call someone with a rosebush? Rosarian? Rosarians use them all the time. But they are literally practically thorn-proof. But still nimble enough, you can work in, about, and around the garden. They're absolutely, if you've got a Texas ebony tree that needs to be trimmed every once in a while, I won't even go up to my Texas ebony tree without wearing Thorn Armor Gloves. I won't even think about it. So they're a great product. You can find them at the e-commerce store at rosieonthehouse.com. And ironically enough, we always talk about the question we're most asked all week long. The question that I'm going to address when we come back is, how do you stop water from coming through your windows? Now, the funny part about this is 90% of those questions
from this past week or two,
mm-hmm, about how do I stop leaky windows came from Central Texas.
But just in case.
But just in case.